You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. One way to deal with debt? Talk to a financial planner. But before you sit down to get your money in order, what are the five questions you should ask? That's what Dan Nimlos wants to know. He reached out on Twitter. We're at Marketplace WKND, by the way. And so for you, Dan, and anybody else who wondered, here are the first things you should ask when meeting with a financial planner. Laura Adams from the Money Girl podcast. What is point number one?
When you're starting this process and you're talking to advisors, you want to ask them about their industry credentials. This is so important because looks can really be deceiving. Just because someone looks older or experienced doesn't mean that they're competent or trustworthy. So unlike other professions that require a degree, financial advisors don't have to earn one. So you want to look for certifications like Certified Financial Planner, or CFP, Chartered Financial Analyst, or CFA, and Chartered Financial Consultant, or CHFC. These are common credentials that you'll see in the field. And if you're looking for just investments, let's say you just want somebody to help you buy and sell investments, you can use a Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA. That's a special type of broker who's held to a higher standard because they must act as your fiduciary. So these are all different types of certifications that you want to ask about. And if you're looking for tax or estate advice, maybe you just need a certified public accountant or an estate attorney.
Okay, so check out your planner's credentials. Point two, ask about expertise.
There are lots of different types of financial professionals out there, so you've got to be sure that you're working with someone who specializes in the type of advice that you need. So maybe it's planning for retirement, investing, taxes, insurance, estate planning, or even business strategy. Make sure that you're dealing with someone who is an expert in the types of services that you really need help with.
All right, sounds good. But everybody's different, so is the planner the right fit for you?
Definitely ask who their typical client is and what types of problems that professional solves for him or her. This is because you want to be similar to their portfolio of clients. You want to find out how similar you are to who they work with. You know, are they people with higher income or lower income? Are they high net worth individuals or not? If you are not similar to that advisor's typical client base, you may not get their best advice or even the best service possible.
Let's move on to point four. Look out for red flags.
Also ask about a financial advisor's philosophy or their investing style. Always discuss how a financial professional views his or her role and how they measure success when working with you. Definitely watch out for red flags, like promises to make you a lot of money in a short period of time. That could definitely be a sign that you may be dealing with someone who is not ethical or somebody who could be trying to scam you. So no matter what kind of professional you need, be sure to interview at least three of them before settling on the one you want to hire. And you might meet them in person. You could talk on the phone, have a Skype call, or even do a Google Hangout. Just be sure to have some questions prepared. You want to be ready to lead the conversation with some questions to get that person talking openly about themselves, their current clients, and how they prefer to work.
And last but not least, point five, do not be afraid to talk money. No, seriously.
Don't be hesitant to ask exactly how any financial professional is paid. Some may earn commissions based on products that you buy, like an investment fund or life insurance. Others may bill you an hourly rate. Some may charge a flat fee. And some people are going to receive a combination of these types of income. There are a growing number of planners who are fee-only, and that means they don't earn commissions, but instead they charge a flat rate to analyze your situation and create a customized financial plan. So if you're interested in working with a fee-only advisor, that may be a good way to get started, and you can learn a lot more about them at some of the industry sites like the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors at napfa.org. or the Certified Financial Planner Board at cfp.net.
That's it, the five things you need to ask when meeting a financial planner. Thanks to Dan Nimlos for the question, and thanks to Laura Adams from the Money Girl podcast for the advice. You can read more about this on our website, marketplace.org. And if you have suggestions on five things you want to know about economics or finance, just email us. We're weekend@marketplace.org, or reach out on Twitter like Dan did. We're @MarketplaceWKND.